What's up? What's up? What the fuck is up, Denny's?
Denny's. Ready for a hardcore show?
Bro, yes. Please. That would be sick. Welcome, everyone, to the Hecate's Doorway podcast.
Welcome. Good morning.
It is time for another episode. This one.
Dude.
Don't you fucking dab in this studio, goddammit.
Dude.
No. We don't dab in here. It's against the rules. So we got a bit of a lighthearted episode today, because the next couple ones we're going to do are pretty depressing. I have a couple episode ideas that are not happy, so I figured we'd do a little more of a happier one before we start on that shit. Today we are going to be talking about some urban legends of the state of Oregon.
Oregano.
I think that's where oregano comes from, isn't it?
I don't know. I thought oregano came from Mexico.
Yeah, you're probably right. That's definitely a Mexican spice.
I'm just guessing, honestly. Put shit on my ass.
You're supposed to be a cook, goddammit. You're supposed to know where your ingredients come from. So, without further ado, let's get into some spooky ass urban legends, and I'm gonna try my best not to just shit on all these like I did with the cursed objects. So, the first urban legend out of Oregon is the Hecate Head Lighthouse. No relations to the show. I have no idea why it's called that.
Interesting.
Located in Florence, the Hecate Head Lighthouse was built in 1894. And maintained as a lighthouse until the 1960s. Since 1994, it's been converted into a small bed and breakfast.
Ooh.
So it's basically just a lighthouse, you know, like the movie Lighthouse.
Yeah.
Basically that, just lighthouse, doing lighthouse things, chilling on the rocks. Many who have stayed in the lighthouse report the sighting of an apparition of a gray-haired woman in a Victorian-era dress wandering the building.
Damn.
A group of students would stay at the now bed and breakfast, and with a Ouija board, they would attempt to make contact. The board would spell out R-U-E, and the ghostly woman was named Rue.
Rue.
That's not the only spooky reporting, but that's the most common one, is the ghost wandering the halls in her fancy dress.
The owner of the lighthouse believes Rue was the wife of one of the old lighthouse keepers. Though there is nothing to prove it, wives and children of the keepers weren't usually documented, according to the owner.
How convenient.
Very.
And
that's all.
Yeah. I didn't go, like, super in-depth, since we're kind of just listing these off. Yeah. If any of these interest you, go research them. Go figure it out. I don't think any of these are going to turn into a full episode, but, you know, that'd be fun. Just sprinkle some shit. Since we did Unsolved Mysteries from our state, we didn't do Urban Legends.
Yeah, true.
But what I got coming up next week was a little too dark to do Unsolved Mysteries, since half of Unsolved Mysteries are just this person was brutally murdered and no one knows what happened.
The Oregon State Hospital was built in Salem, Oregon in the 1800s as a hospital, but over the years, for one reason or another, became an insane asylum, as it does.
Yeah, when I was researching it, it said that it got too overpopulated, so they turned it into a sane asylum. But that doesn't make a lot of sense to me, but I don't know the ins and outs of how that shit worked back in the day.
Oof.
So
the hospital is still in use today, though many sections of the building are closed off, and in 2011, an entirely new wing was constructed, and as of today, the hospital is now a museum.
Ooh, spooky museum. Don't wanna have Night at the Museum there.
Ooh.
You're just gonna get probed.
I know, right?
One of the more popular stories of the building is that of 47 people dying and hundreds getting violently ill after being served their breakfast sometime in 1942.
Yay.
Though this was more than just a story, as on November 18th, 1942, The patients in the hospital were served eggs that had been accidentally or purposefully made with a common pesticide at the time, sodium fluoride.
Well, we're all gonna die.
Those who had eaten the eggs would vomit blood, seize up, and 42 had died from the poison breakfast.
Oof.
The cook at the time claimed he had sent one of the patients down to the basement to get powdered milk and didn't notice they'd brought up sodium fluoride instead.
That's just a bad chef. That's just a very bad chef.
I call bullshit on that. There's no... I mean, come on, bro. Really?
Yeah.
Really?
They probably did themselves for the insurance money.
Goddamn fluoride. Gotta get the fluoride out of the water, folks.
Oof.
Well, you're gonna like this one. So our next one is about a inactive volcano called Mahler Butte. So Mahler Butte is a volcano located in eastern Oregon, which people who have visited have claimed to encounter everything from spirits to witches performing dark magic rituals.
Fuck yeah.
Gotta love those evil satanic witches.
Woo! They gotta represent, bro.
Represent the Satan.
Of course, they're just trying to drive along with some shit, actually.
They're just flapping their fucking... It's just the best place to dry our robes.
Yeah.
Like, the... it's just the guy that saw thought he saw a fucking giant when he saw a cell phone tower.
Dumbass. He's like, oh no.
Oh, it's a giant guy. Okay. I can't believe people don't actually believe that, do they? Like, these people have to be trolling.
Oh, so.
Guys, it really was a giant. You fucking idiots. You fucking idiots.
Yeah.
Stupid ass motherfuckers. Ugh. Shouldn't get into that because this will be a whole 10 minutes of me just ranting about how fucking stupid those people are.
Oof.
It's said that the mountain was used by the natives as a lookout for oncoming settlers. It's believed that many died on the mountain's trails, and their spirits still wander them to this day. Others claim that stereotypical witches would perform dark magic rituals and sacrifices at the once active volcano.
Mm.
I'm sure they did. On top of ghosts and evil witches, odd imp-like creatures have said to live around the mountain, described as dog-like with skinny limbs and empty eye sockets.
And there they would be so polite.
I know. Don't they know these imps are sensitive about their not having eyes?
I know, right?
If they don't have eyes, how the fuck do they see you? Because they're supposed to chase you away when you go up there at night.
Hearing?
Man... Well, that was Mahler Butte. We got two more spooky urban legends for you guys.
Spooky.
Spooky!
Ooh. The Shanghai tunnels were an underground system used legitimately by ship workers trying to keep their cargo out of the rain. The tunnels linked Wilmot River docks with a series of bar and hotel basements. Though that wasn't the only thing the tunnels were used for. During the mid-1800s to around 1940. Did I say 1910?
Yeah, you said 1910, you idiot!
Oof, I was off by 30 years.
Okay. You're off by 30 years, god damn you.
The city these tunnels can be found in was considered one of the most dangerous ports in the world and was often called the Forbidden City of the West. And the tunnels were also used for human trafficking. Ew.
The term Shanghaiing refers to the capture of men to be used by ship captains. These men would be drugged or knocked unconscious and dropped into the tunnels through trapdoors called deadfalls. Once in the tunnels, the men would be locked in cages, waiting to be bought by a ship captain as a slave on their ship. There's also stories of women being taken down to these tunnels to be sold off into prostitution, as well as tales of opium dens and ship crews eating the captured men instead of buying them as slaves.
Oof.
Though, those are just legends, as other than being homes for immigrant workers and a few opium dens, the other tales of what happened under the tunnels have little to no proof of their happenings. Though they apparently do like fucking night walks through the tunnels and they tell all kinds of fucking stories about ghosts and shit.
Damn. Buckle. Sometime in the 1800s, when a woman was accused of witchcraft and sent to hang, before she dropped, she was said she cursed the town to burn down 3 times. The town in its entirety has yet to burn once, though there have been 2 big fires which have claimed a few different buildings. Once in 1893, which burned down a shop and a doctor's office. Then in 1897, another fire claimed the butcher's shop, a post office, and a drugstore and a candy shop.
Though there seems to be a true story behind the legend. In 1885, Richard Marple moved to Lafayette with his mother Anna and sister Julia. Between 85 and 86, Anna became involved with a local shop owner, David Corker. David Corker was found dead, hacked to death with an axe.
Oof.
His store had been pillaged and Richard had been taken as the main suspect.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm. There seemed to be plenty of evidence against Richard, from bloodstained clothing and tools that could have been used to break into David's shop found on him. Richard claimed they'd all been planted on him. But neither his mother nor sister could confirm his alibi of the time of the murder, and Richard was charged with first-degree murder.
Ooh.
And was set to hang. And during his hanging, Richard's mother shouted that the town would burn and never prosper after his death. Obviously, that didn't happen. And that is our spooky tales. So spooky, so scary.
Ooh, spooky. Ooh. Oh, we gave you some goosebumps.
Oh, yeah. I hope you got lots of goosebumps from those super scary tales. That was just a lighthearted one, a little easy one, because I got 2 coming up, like I said, that are going to be pretty not happy. Not happy for anyone. A bit of a short one, but that's it for us today.
Yeah, still fun.
Yeah. Down in our show notes, as always, there's links to our Patreon or our merch shops if you want to give us a little skrilla.
Get the skrilla more.
A little skrilla. As well as links to our Twitter, Instagram, all that shit as well if you just want to follow us.
Yeah, you know, follow Twitter's the podcast.
Fucking cesspool.
Give us a good rating, please.
Oh, yeah, I haven't told anyone to rate us 5 stars in a long-ass time. Y'all better be doing that. I better not have to threaten you every fucking time.
I think it works, that's what.
Yeah, so, 5 stars, nothing lower, or, I will, what will I do? I got nothing. Just don't make me have to punish you, alright? I think that's it for us, though, so, fuck off. Hail Satan. Goodbye.